T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chad Chambers laying it down, producing the show here on a Friday. Don't forget, national championship game coming up tonight, Wichita State, 1989 against the University of Texas, College World Series Finals in Omaha, 6 o'clock tonight after the drive with Bob and Jeff, which comes your way today at 4 o'clock. Pretty busy day, and another busy weekend. Sports starting to make its way back into the national landscape. Some we would prefer to hear a little bit more about than others, but we're starting to get some sports back, and that can only be good for the folks that listen to us each and every day. So we're pleased by that.
Jose Canseco said if he was a president, he would eliminate racism.
Eliminate it?
Yep.
Well,
he's an interesting guy.
He is an interesting guy. Maybe he has that switch. And if he does, then get the guy in there. Let's go.
Yeah. He claims America needs a cleansing. I won't totally get into the details, but if you want to read more about Jose Canseco, you can. I want to talk a little bit about Tony Dungy. And he was on the Pat McAfee show.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and he was asked to comment on what Drew Brees said, of course. And, excuse me, he said he didn't downgrade Drew for that because he may not totally understand. It may not exactly be the way he wanted to express it, but he can't be afraid to say that, and we can't be afraid to say, okay, Drew, I don't agree with you, but let's talk about this. Let's set down and talk about it, unquote. And this is an African-American guy, former NFL player, coach, who time and time again, I don't know how you feel about Tony Dungy, but seems to bring levity to almost every topic. Now, he could be argued over the last 11 years or described as a guy that on Sunday Night Football or Football Night in America, whatever you want to call it, he's on the panel there on NBC, that he kind of... as far as football goes, he's pretty right down the middle, pretty milquetoast. But in this exchange with Pat McAfee, I thought was, you talk about cooler heads prevailing. And he always seems to be that mm-hmm. way. Always seems to.
Right.
And I'm not just talking about taking the high road here. I'm talking about just a really true open dialogue and a desire for said dialogue. He said, quote, we can't just say every time something happens that we don't agree with, hey, I'm done with that and I'm done with this person, and that doesn't make sense. We have to be better than that. This battle is not going to be won by demonstrating and throwing bricks through windows. It's not going to be won by the government saying, hey, we're going to bring out these weapons and dominate the streets again. That is not going to fix anything, unquote. So he kind of addressed everything that's going on, not only in the world of sports, but after Drew Brees said what he said, and protesters, and then looters, and then rioters. And I think a lot of people, white and black, could take their cues from Tony Dungy. Like, for example, Jamal Adams didn't accept Drew Brees' apology, and said about Jake Fromm's apology, quote, save the BS, unquote. And he didn't say BS. And that's just one guy, Jamal Adams, who happens to be black. But Tony Dungy, and maybe it's because he's older and wiser, I don't know. But can we get this guy to run for office of some sort?
Well, he's a very intelligent voice and on a myriad of subjects, and always has been. And it's my opinion that we need to hear voices like that. Because I tend to agree, and he's obviously more in my demographic, our demographic. You're younger, but I mean, so there is a different experience. There is hopefully a different understanding, recognition of the problems. But yes, I think his is a very intelligent voice. I understand anger. I understand dismissing people out of hand because of anger. I get that now, but
I've seen dozens and dozens of people say they're done with Drew Brees. He's shown what he really is, and I'm not listening to him anymore, and to hell with whatever he's done in New Orleans up until now. There are plenty of people that are done with Drew Brees, athletes and otherwise.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's short-sighted. Because I think that people can always offer things that are part of the solution, and discounting people just out of hand is minimizing the contributions they can make to make things better. Drew Brees is an influential person. Drew Brees has done great things in his life, not just good things, great things in his life. Does that mean he deserves a second chance? Well, I guess it's in the eyes and the ears of the beholder, right?
Well, I mean, there are going to be transgressions along the way in this fight for racial equality day after day, year after year. But how do we all handle it? Do we forgive and forget? Do we actually have a dialogue? Do we go back and forth? Drew Brees is going to, in addition to the two apologies that he's issued, once everybody is able to get back in the same locker room, he's going to talk to the entire team. I have no doubt about that.
Sure.
And he'll probably open the floor up to anybody, black or otherwise, and say, if you've got a problem with what I said and my subsequent apologies, I would love to hear it. I promise you he's going to do all that.
Mm-hmm. Sure he will.
That's where we're going to have breakthroughs, the good kind.
Right.
But along the way, in these people of not quite so influential, you know, occupations or, you know, spots in the hierarchy in the United States, if we have slip-ups, transgressions, or perceived injustices, is whoever has been offended or, you know, had the social injustices happen to them, are they willing to have a dialogue? Are they willing to forgive and forget? Are they willing to move on? I mean, it can't just happen at the very, very highest level. And that's why I think right now there's still too many people set in their ways. The vast majority of people want what's best for the country, want what's best for their fellow man.
Sure.
We want to coexist, forgive and forget. But even after Drew Brees' apologies, there were so many of his peers that said, screw him. His actions, or his words, rather, have said volumes, and I'm done with him. So who's that benefit? And what's a guy got to do to start a dialogue? Let's apologize twice.
Well, extremes, militancy, generally, historically, have not worked. It tends to push people further away. mean, how's militancy working out for Donald Trump right now? How's that going? There's militancy on the other side of the equation. It alienates people. Dr. King, others who have been great voices in the battle for equality, the quest for equality is a better usage of the phrase, and the fight against discrimination, I think the most intelligent voices have always been, and the most effective voices, for me, and this is my interpretation as 61-year-old white guy, okay? I raise my hand and identify myself. This is who I am, but I try to be a thoughtful person about issues like this. Those are always the voices that I have, that have made the biggest difference to me in the way that I've been able to figure out and work on those issues in my own life. So Tony Dungy being a very intelligent, very measured, firm, but inclusive voice makes sense to me. Because here at the end of the day, Shane, you tell me, is African-American anger, for instance, going to be the only thing that can affect change in this country? The answer is, of course not. There has to be all people of all colors that come together to afford and to promote change. It doesn't happen without everybody coming to the fore and doing their part. The more inclusion that there can be, to me, makes sense for there to be a way through this.
Well, and that's why I think Tony Dungy would be a tremendous voice beyond
Without
what he's
question.
Doing now. Now he doesn't have to do anything he doesn't want to. Full disclosure, Tony Dungy is an evangelical Christian, very much a man of God. Had a mentoring program for young people in the Tampa Bay area when he was there. Big involvement in Boys and Girls Club in both Tampa and Indianapolis. Many organizations that he backed for the betterment of young people. He also had an 18-year-old son commit suicide among his seven children that he's had with his wife. And full disclosure, too, he did make a comment that drew a lightning storm about Michael Sam, an openly gay player who was drafted by the Rams in 14. And Dungy said he wouldn't draft him, saying, quote, "not because I don't believe Michael Sam should have a chance to play, but I wouldn't want to deal with all of it," unquote.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's not perfect, obviously, but he also, in wake of the criticism, clarified his remarks, saying he gave an honest answer to a question. And so, to his credit, he didn't walk it back and say, "I got misunderstood," and or "I didn't say that. I got misquoted." So
right.
He stuck by his guns. He didn't apologize. And so, right or wrong, it's what he thought, and he's a very man convicted in his beliefs and his thoughts. And I just wish he could be on some sort of board or panel, or I don't know. I don't know if there's a job title for Tony Dungy. But judging by his reaction, his was one of a kind over the last 2 days. There was another black person that had similar reactions to this. I'd like to know where they are. And I'm certainly not absolving Drew Brees of anything and not blaming the black community for being offended by it.
Oh, not
everybody's
at all.
Entitled to their opinion, but
sure.
Dungy's Dungy said, hey, look, Drew Brees can't be afraid to say stuff like that, and we can't be afraid to say we disagree with you, but let's talk about this. That's the whole...
Well, that's the key.
Right.
Exactly.
That's the whole point of my propping up Tony Dungy in the aftermath of the Drew Brees screw-up, but subsequent two apologies. It's like, you're free to say what you want and have your own opinion. I'm free to disagree with you, so let's talk it out. And like I said, I have all the faith in the world that once they all get together, Drew Brees will throw himself at the mercy of his teammates and say, let me have it if you're still pissed at me, and we'll talk it out. But I'm not there, and I don't know for sure, but that's the feeling that I have. So
I would imagine that would be the end game. That makes perfect sense to me, just based on the tone and the conciliatory tone that I think Drew Brees is trying to take, and the desire for understanding. So, it's up for people making a judgment on how valuable that is, whether that's real or not.
Yeah.
So, all right. OTD's coming up next. On this day in sports history, Superior Rents brings it to us. We're back in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.